Hi, I'm Roy Crown from the Revelation Trust, and welcome to Gospel Entrepreneurs. Today we have Christine Gilland on the podcast. She's based in Northern Ireland, but originally from Australia, and has a fascinating story of God's goodness in her life. Christine, welcome to this podcast.
Oh, Roy, thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to chat.
And whereabouts are you in Northern Ireland?
So I live in Coleraine, so it's just right by the Giant's Causeway on the north coast in Northern Ireland.
Which is one of the seven wonders of the world, isn't it, the Giant's Causeway?
I mean, it should be if it's not.
No, it is. It's gorgeous.
Is it one of the natural wonders? That's so cool. Yeah, it's gorgeous here. Yeah. Really beautiful.
Apart from the rain. I mean, why would someone from Australia come to Northern Ireland?
I get asked that literally every single day by Northern Irish people. And they always assume I married a Northern Irish man. They're like, oh, did you come get to meet a Northern Irish man? And I didn't. I married a Londoner. So it's doubly confusing for everybody.
So give us a bit of a story. You're in Northern Ireland, but you're from Australia. A little bit of your faith journey as well, how you come to be where you are now.
Yeah, I'm from Australia originally. My dad is actually a preacher. So preacher's kid and grew up in a family of faith and moved around the world a lot with my dad's job. He was an itinerant preacher from Glasgow, moved around Australia, Scotland, New Zealand, lots of different places. But we had a British passport, always intended to come over to work in London at some point. And so I took the chance to do that in my 20s. And decided to head off and have my adventures. And I really, really wanted to work in publishing. I really wanted to be part of like bringing new writers into the world and new writing. I actually worked in publishing for Hot of Faith in London, but then moved through various jobs in either marketing and PR or in kind of editorial and writing roles throughout my time in London. Met my husband, who is a Londoner. We went to a fantastic church in London called St. Mary's. And then we just felt like God called us to do some kind of, we just wanted to do something fun in our first couple of years of marriage, go maybe do some ministry or mission work. And so we heard about this course for mission. It was called the Encounter School of Mission. And it was based in Northern Ireland at the Causeway Coast Vineyard. And so we decided to take the leap, and we'd never been to Northern Ireland before. So we literally just landed up in Northern Ireland with no idea of, the country or the place and the amazing people here, but came along to the vineyard and just had a fantastic couple of years in mission school here and loved it so much that we decided to stay. And we bought a house, had a couple of kids here, and very, very firmly kind of embedded in the community. We run our own little house church group as well now here, but they're still very connected to the vineyard and love it. But yeah, I'd love this community.
So, I mean, that was a lot of your story in a very concise piece of time. Let's just draw back a little bit. You obviously took a big step because you were both employed and you were going in a real step of faith to kind of move into a mission adventure where no income was guaranteed, I'm assuming, for you to do what you did at Causeway Vineyard for 2 years. Was that an adventure that you thought maybe will end up in ministry, or was it just, hey, we'd love to do this as our learning and development? What was your thinking behind that, or what was God saying to you, or you didn't know, which is quite normal as well?
Yeah, it was a bit of we don't know. We wanted to explore whether ministry was something that we would do. And we had a lot of words about our ministry and church planting and things like that over even just as individuals and then as a couple as well. So that was something that was on our minds. And it was definitely a huge faith leap to leave work and to go to Northern Ireland. And to, it was a big part actually of the decision, to go was back and forth around the risk of that really. But we just really felt like we had to go for it. And I should mention actually as well that I was able to work a little bit remotely for just a couple of days a week. So I started a business with some friends called Holos Kombucha, which is a fantastic ethical drinks company with a social purpose of helping survivors of trafficking. And we started that, just officially started trading after I moved to Northern Ireland, but we'd been working on it for a couple of years before we moved. So I was working remotely for that company and was the director of PR and marketing for that company. So I was doing that and sort of getting a little bit of income from that. But also it's a startup, so that was in itself a big risk. But yeah, we were definitely lots and lots of months of praying in money for rent, praying in money for groceries. Like, we were walking that. And it's funny because I grew up actually with my dad being, we grew up in the Brethren Church, and in the Brethren Church, the clergy or the preachers aren't paid, they're sort of itinerant. And so we grew up by faith as a family. And so I thought that would give me some kind of leg up on the process.
You thought that would make it easier because you knew what was going on.
Actually, I was just reliving some trauma. No, actually, it was amazing to do that with my husband, to be able to be on that journey together. Really learned a lot.
And this is obviously gospel entrepreneurs, but you said we also set up a business. Is the entrepreneurial thing always been something that's been in you, Christine, even as a young girl? Or is it something that you've kind of nurtured now? And we're going to talk about what you're doing presently, but is it something that was always in you, that kind of entrepreneurial?
I don't know if I would have thought that when I was younger, although I wouldn't have put a name to that. But I remember when I was younger, like creating lots of like little magazines and little kind of things for my friends. And I was always very into the kind of publishing and the writing side of things. That was really my passion. I wanted to write books, so I wanted to create a magazine. And so I suppose that entrepreneurial bent with the really creative streak there. But it wasn't until later that I was like, I think I really would like to try and start a business. And it was, my friends and I were all talking about how we could help survivors of trafficking. We were volunteering with survivors in safe houses in London and looking for work for them, really. And it was really from that point that we started to think about business ideas. So I just was along for the ride, to be honest, and discovered I really loved it. And it's funny because you kind of think, I was even thinking about this yesterday, my dad, again, I'm coming back to my dad a lot, but he was actually, before he was an itinerant preacher, he was an itinerant, where he's a door-to-door salesman. traveling salesman and in Scotland. And I always had that sort of thing about sales. I didn't really know if I could do it. But when I discovered actually I had a bit of an aptitude for sales when I started working in Holos. And I think sales, entrepreneurship, it's all very connected. And I just didn't realize it was totally untapped kind of area of life for me. So it's an evolution, really. Yeah.
Christine, I know that we're going to get on to the fact that you're now running a business, but just give a little bit. I know you have had two children and that was a tough time and you almost lost a bit of confidence and various things happened during that season. Just give us that, because some people may think, I'm in that same space. What do I do and how do I nurture the gift that's within me? So give us a bit of your story, Christine, for those that are listening around that season.
Yeah, so I have two children. I have a boy, Albie, who's 3, and a little girl, August, who's 18 months old. So they're very close together in age. And they were born during the COVID years. So Albie was born in 2020, and it was just a really, really hard time. The adjustment to becoming a mum, a first-time mum, is huge anyway. And he was a little bit poorly when he was first in the first 3 months as well. So we had a lot to deal with there. But also then there was just such a lack of support because during COVID, of course, people can come and visit and I wasn't even able to, get to a church service to kind of connect in with other mums or community support. So we just had the health visitor dropping in every now and again. But other than that, it was my husband and I at home completely alone with a newborn. And it was a really hard season. And I'm looking back now, I realize I definitely had some postnatal depression and anxiety going on. But it was really just around just how hard that transition was and the confidence knock that I experienced, the loss of a sense of self. I just didn't know really who I was anymore outside of just looking after Albie in that very small space of the house and just, surviving day to day. That was it. I was in total survival mode.
And that's hard. And I think COVID kind of created a little bit of a problem there. Obviously, during that season, COVID, everybody struggled. You particularly having a newborn and then another. It affected your confidence. It affected your ability because you were a prolific writer. You did PR, you did marketing, which is pretty much selling and out there and confident, you know, that's the space that is, but you felt your confidence was knocked.
Yeah, just picking myself up again from that space, that was really difficult, actually. So my husband actually sent me a link to a council grant that was going on locally. You know, if you've got a business idea, come forward and, you know, there's this small grant we can help you with setting up your business. And I remember at the time just immediately discounting it, like, oh, I couldn't do that. Like, there's no way I could apply for that, you know. And then it said at the bottom, like, you don't even need a business plan. We will help you. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe I can. You know, maybe I should just try, you know. So I just literally like gritted my teeth, white knuckled and applied. And it was fantastic because it was actually a short sort of 6 week kind of structure where you could go through week by week and they would, you know, meet with people and help you to form a plan. And I just needed that kind of boost and that handhold again to kind of go through that process. And I know that might sound strange, but given that, you know, I had worked in business before, but I was in this totally new space. I was by myself this time rather than with others. And yeah, it was definitely a new thing to embark on a solo adventure.
And obviously God was in there somewhere, because your your husband believed in you, which was great, and knew you could do it. Also, there was this environment. That was in January of this year, wasn't it?
Was, yes, it was. And it just felt such a timely thing, you know. And the person who was helping me work on my business plan actually was a believer as well, which is really cool. So we were able to just kind of like, he was very, very supportive and encouraging voice in that process. But it totally was the Lord. And I, you know, this is the thing. I just felt like every step of the way, I don't have any idea where this is going to end up. I don't have a strategic plan at all. I'm literally going by every day, what do I feel like the Lord is just saying that I should do next? What is the next step? I'm still operating to some degree in that space, but certainly in that moment, in that time, it was very much like just the word of the Lord today.
And what is the business? What have you set up, Christine? What is it that you're doing?
Yeah, so it's called Oh Sunday, and it's really a creative studio, branded studio. And I work with small businesses and entrepreneurs to help them tell their story really well, to work on their branding. I do some website design too. And I also can do a little bit of like strategy and mentoring as well around different things, the sales, marketing, and PR. And then the other aspect, and it's kind of a fun sort of play that I'm doing at the moment, this is my new kind of faith leap, is around something that I'm calling Oh Sunday Press, which is a little independent press that I'm creating for, because I have this love for print, for writing, for publishing, and it's my chance to just put a little bit of that out into the world again, of like a fun, creative print project. And I'll probably be doing a range of different things, whether it's stationery products or whether it's print products or publications. But I'm doing that, and that will be launching in January. And the first product will be, it sounds very big here, it's a little meal planning guide for stressed out mums. So it helps them to kind of plan their meals for a couple of months. They can plan it week by week, but it's a couple of months worth of plans in one little booklet that I'm creating. And it'll be kind of beautifully designed, something that you can keep in the kitchen, put up on the fridge, and help create a bit of structure and a bit of organization for busy moms.
And so the business is around all of your gifting and releasing that creativity that has always been in you, but this is the first time you've gone out on your own, is it?
You know, I've done freelance work in marketing, PR, just, you know, on the side over the last 10 years. But this is the first time that I've really pushed myself creatively. I've always been kind of, I guess, the midwife who's helped other people's dreams kind of come to reality. And this is my first opportunity to start saying, okay, what do I want to kind of put out into the world creatively? And just experimenting and playing and having fun, which I just am loving. And I feel like that's really close to the heart of God, you know, just that sense of, you know, we know God as creator first before we even know him as father. And I believe that bringing order out of chaos, that kind of, that creative spirit is so close to the heart of God. So I'm really loving just playing in that space.
And it's paying the bills. So somebody's paying you to be creative in this space. Is that where you are?
Yes. So with my print project, that's still to be launched, and that may only ever be just a passion project. I'd love it to pay the bills. Well, my studio, Osana Studio, is the thing that pays the bills. And that is where I am able to, help brands to tell their story more effectively and help people with their websites and branding. And I actually also have a retainer job that I've just started, which is with a company here called Enterprise Causeway. And that's actually helping coach as a business mentor and coach, helping people who are economically inactive in the area to start their own businesses. So that's a little thing I've got going on as well. But eventually I would love to operate something similar in that sort of mentoring and coaching space, but maybe from a kingdom like church perspective. At the moment I'm doing this and it's government funded, and so there's obviously limitations on what I can do and what I can say to people. But I'd love to be in a space where I think church can offer so much in terms of like spiritual pastoral support, but also that practical support for creative people and for entrepreneurs.
That's amazing when you think you couldn't even put the enterprise application in. And now you're actually mentoring and coaching others in that same space.
So I literally have the job of the person who took me through in January. He then moved on and I got this job. So I do this part-time while I do my own thing. I mean, it's crazy. It is crazy, all right? It's funny. I actually made that in direct association.
But you must feel that God's preparation or all of that that was in you, it feels like this season is where you're made for, from what you're saying and the energy that you're putting. It's like, oh, that was a tough time, that was difficult, but now you're in a space where it's almost like I'm going to excel and God's favor's on me.
Yeah, it does feel like that. You know, I mean, sometimes when you're in the middle of it, it doesn't feel like it. But yeah, absolutely. You know, coming back to the motherhood thing, it's something a friend of mine who's a very gifted therapist said to me, you know, before I had children, I was really worried about like what that might do in terms of I wanted to go back and study again. And, I was worried about like the time away from maybe work and study. And she said, oh, you know, the things that you are going to learn as a mother, that's also education. You know, the things that will be input and in you from that time, that will be the things that the Lord will use to help bring out new things in you. And it will never be wasted time in terms of a career, you know. And I wasn't thinking it would ever be wasted time in terms of family, but I did think, oh, you know, I'll be maybe 3 or 4 years behind where I might have been, you know. You kind of can get into that way of thinking. But she was like, no, you're never going to be behind with the Lord. You will always be exactly where you're meant to be. And you'll be bringing all of those parts of yourself into whatever you do in the future. And I absolutely see that now.
And I suppose you mentioned this, but creativity, we have a creative God. I think sometimes the creatives within church are often not affirmed or recognized, but the creative influence nations, they influence people. It's great that you're in that space and you can shape something and release others to do it. Some people may have been listening to this and they're just thinking, so what do I need to do? What's my next steps? What would you say to them, Christine?
Yeah, I think the next step is, you know, it's going to be different for everyone, but I think coming back to that sense of believing that all things really are possible with the Lord. And I know that that sounds maybe a bit trite, but it's so true when I look back at my journey even in the last year and recognize that I didn't have the confidence in myself. But I laid what I had at the Lord's feet and I said, okay, I believe enough to say, here I am again, and sort of open my arms to what will come. And I lay down what I had. I had to do that first. I had to say to my team, I'm not going to be able to carry on any longer. I'm not going to be in 2024. Don't count me into the plans. I had to do that first, but then to open my arms up to receive what the Lord had, you know. And so that is in itself, and, you know, turning your face to what that might be and just being open to hearing what the Lord might say and open to receiving random leaks from your husband for things that you don't necessarily want or think you should apply for.
Or from anyone, not just your husband. It could be a friend. Because often other people see in you what you don't see in yourself. And they believe in you, even if you don't. I think sometimes a friend who says, you're really good at this, you're really gifted at this, you should really pursue that. Now, it could be a spouse, it could be, but let's be open to listen and go with what they see, because often when we lack confidence, we don't see it in ourselves. And it's for someone else to say, no, I believe in you. You need to do this.
That is so true. And that's actually very much a part of my story in the creative studio. So I do some branding work. And I was working with a couple amazing peanut butter company called Taste Joy. Best peanut butter you'll ever taste. You need to try it. And I was working on their just marketing strategy. And they were like, oh, we'd really like to do a rebrand as well. And I was like, great, I'll try and help you find a designer. You know, I'm not a designer, but I can help you find somebody. And they just kept on saying, Christine, like, maybe you should try and do the rebrand. And I kept on being like, no. And I did actually used to do design. Like I did, I never trained as a graphic designer, but I did a lot of in-house design over the years for various companies that I've worked for. I've done a lot of like in-house training. And I was like, no. And then eventually they wore me down. And they were like, look, could you just try? And so that was actually how I started to get into the visual storytelling, which is now something that I offer. And that's actually a big part of my business now, is like actually doing the visual storytelling and the branding work, but which I love and I'm so passionate about. And it's picking up something that I put down a long time ago, not because I didn't love it or because I didn't find success in it, but it was just, I got too busy and I got picked up other things. And it's like coming back to those parts of myself that I'd forgotten about and that someone else saw and called out. And that's so powerful.
Christine, it's been great to talk to you. I love Northern Ireland. I've got a connection in Northern Ireland. My wife's from Northern Ireland. And I'm really looking forward to hearing more of your story and connecting with you as we would continue to move forward as you're partnering with us in Gospel Entrepreneurs, which is wonderful. Thank you, Christine. It's been great to chat to you.
Thank you so much, Roy. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to this podcast of Gospel Entrepreneurs with Revelation Trust and UCB. Wherever you listen, we'd love you to forward it, pass it on. If you have a comment you'd like to make, we'd love to hear your comments. But thanks for listening. Thanks for being with me, Christine. God bless you. This is a UCB Revelation Trust podcast.